Gentlemen, let's broaden our minds. Lawrence?
It's time for Animaniacs. And we're zany to the max. So just sit back and relax. You'll laugh, you'll laugh. We're Animaniacs. Come join the Warner Brothers.
And the Warner Sister Dot.
Just for fun, we run around the Warner movie lot. They lock us in the tower whenever we get caught. But we break loose and bend the moose.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Brotherhood of Batman. I'm Jake. I'm the middle brother. I have kind of picked some stuff that my brothers have to read and watch and follow along that includes Batman, and then we talk about it.
I'm Aaron. I'm the oldest out of us, and I produce this mess.
I'm Ben. I'm the best and the youngest and the sunshine into Gotham.
We're bringing you a very special episode of the Brotherhood of Batman where we are watching an episode of the Animaniacs
TV
show. The reason I picked this episode was for a while now, Aaron's been including at the end of our episodes the Wheel of Morality, which comes from
the Animaniacs. Tell us a lesson we should learn.
And I thought maybe we should do a little throwback to a cartoon from all of our childhoods.
But Jake, I thought this podcast was about Batman. How are you going to justify this?
Well, the Animaniacs live in the Warner Brothers Tower. And who owns DC Comics?
Oh my God, I think it's the Warner Brothers.
Oh.
So do you think maybe they ever did an episode that had to do with Batman?
Gee.
Oh, fantastic.
I bet they did.
Well, let's watch it and find out, guys.
Let's.
Oh, okay.
So this is an episode from season 5 of the Animaniacs.
Dang.
5 seasons?
Yeah, this is the last season. There's 5 seasons.
Whoa.
Let me tell you what actually exists.
Yeah. Because they're only put out 2 on DVD. Maybe it's collections.
So you may have this in your collection. But this is from the TV season 5. The episode you can find on Hulu. That's how we're going to watch it right now. If you search cute first, that is the main title of the episode, but you're going to want to fast forward a little bit. We're going to watch the,
the whole episode. We don't care about that.
Well, you know, you should watch the whole thing because it's great Animaniac stuff and they've really got the wheel rolling right now, but we're going to go to, the last portion of the episode, but we're going to watch the intro first, guys. So here we go.
So fun fact, while this is playing, the first comic books I ever got
were not real comic books.
Actually, well, shut your mouth, disrespectful. Were actually Animaniacs comic books. The first comic book ever.
This show could never be played on air today.
I mean, it's so smart, though.
Oh, it is smart.
Yeah, and it was one of those that, like, as a kid, you loved it, but so many of the jokes went over your head.
They're so pervy with that...
All right, Ben, I'm going to give you the remote because I don't know how to fast forward.
Well, are we fast forwarding?
You have to because, yeah, it's like the third segment.
Oh, I don't know
segment.
How to fast forward. Okay. I don't do technology. I'm
okay, then give it back. We'll figure it out. It'll be funny.
I mean, no, I
Blowing or
I do.
Totally insane-y.
Chicken Chow Maney. He changes it every episode. So right. Where are we going?
Keep going.
Snow White.
Keep going. Yeah, there's a Snow White episode.
Oh, my God. Let's just watch the whole thing.
Well, you can watch
Is
it after
Is all of Animaniacs on Hulu? Is my life changing?
I don't know.
I own seasons of DVD, but no one has time to take. No one has time to take a discount.
Slow
down. Did I go too far?
No. The Warner Brothers and their sister Dot are not in it.
What?
Keep going.
Is it Pinky and the Brain?
It's better than that.
It's Chicken Boo. Hold on.
Keep going. My God!
I remember this now.
It's Chicken Boo.
What's the matter with you? You don't act like the other chickens do. Oh my God.
Go back.
Boo Wonder.
Why
are we going back?
All right there.
Okay, so Chicken Boo. Hold on. We need to explain this.
Yeah, pause it.
So if you don't know, Animaniacs was a show from the 90s, a cartoon made by Steven Spielberg. It was very smart. It was very whimsical. And Chicken Boo, and it was a bunch of skits. Like, there was the main characters, the Animaniac Warner Brothers, and their sister Dot. But there's other characters that come in and do little parts of the episodes. And the thing we're about to watch is a Chicken Boo episode. And Chicken Boo is a chicken who disguises himself as a person.
Yes.
And people have no idea when he's just an ugly chicken.
Giant chicken.
And it always is hilarious. And I'm guessing that he's going to be Batman. Batman, because we're doing a Batman podcast.
Or Boo Wonder.
Well, yeah, this episode is called Boo Wonder.
Oh my God, the Boy Wonder. Oh my God. Hold on. Hold on. I'm mad.
Fucking moron.
No, I'm mad. I'm mad. I'm mad. The first introduction to Robin on my podcast is the fucking chicken.
He's a chicken.
A goddamn chicken.
He's a chicken.
A mother clucking chicken.
Ooh, I like chicken.
All right, let's watch the
episode. No, I'm it's bad. Delicious. I deserve better. Robin deserves better. Dick. Hold on. Okay, let's play it. Boo Wonder. Alfred. Alfred thinks Dick is a chicken. Was that Summer Gleason on the TV?
His villain and this is Punchline. That's pretty awesome.
That's the voice of Raphael from the Ninja Turtles cartoon.
How do you know that?
I know things.
You looked it up?
I studied animation at school.
You learned this in school?
Nope.
The Guano Cave. Guano is bat poo.
Oh, it's got the 66
Yeah, the Shakespeare
in the head.
Yes.
This is, oh my God!
He's got a nest he rides down.
Boo Wonder rides a nest down the pole.
Oh, I get it, because he's a bird. Like Robin. Oh, there's layers to this.
There are.
He looks damn cute in his chicken outfit, or his Robin outfit. But he's acting like a chicken.
He's acting like
his...
Adam West, Batman.
Oh, I mean, no, what, is that Adam West's voice?
Yeah, so the joke is everyone thinks he's a chicken always, except the like the one person they're mostly interacting with.
This is Adam West doing the voice of Batman.
Oh, right? That's brilliant then.
Oh,
wait.
We
missed it.
From Dot.
So they're going up the side of the building and Dot's the one that sticks her head out the window.
Because in the 60s,
it was always a famous kid.
Somebody, yeah. Oh, it was always a famous person?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. He looks crazy. He's wearing some like basketball shorts. Boxing shorts.
Boxing gloves.
Because he's the Punchline.
Oh, I get it. I'm really slow today.
Real slow. No, he's not. Boo Wonder couldn't be a chicken.
Oh, they're laughing.
Oh, poor Boo.
No, I'm really upset.
He's got feelings and feathers.
Because when they find out the truth, something bad always happens.
And Batman's defending him. He loves his Boo Wonder.
Oh, zap.
Cluck. This is pretty great. So, Jake, did you stumble upon this episode?
Yes.
How? Were you just watching Animaniacs?
I was just searching on Hulu for things related to Batman.
Oh my God. Such a awesome nerd. Oh no.
Oh, Batman slaps the mask off Boo Wonder.
And the hair piece. I told you he's a chicken. Oh no. I feel
Batman's
bad for
getting
Boo.
Mad.
But here's the thing. So they kick him off into space.
And the chicken makes the bat signal in the sky.
It's a chicken symbol. But honestly, like, why? He was a good
guys
partner.
Guys look like human guys,
he was a good
but you're not
fighter.
A man,
you're
a chicken, Boo.
Why did Batman reject him? That is racist. That is animalist.
Well, so let's discuss Chicken Boo.
Okay, let's turn this off. So I'm really excited that we branched out.
And you got your Boo Wonder, Ben. So
that was the first Robin. And I don't need anything else. No. Podcast over. Yeah,
because Robin's a big chicken. He's a chicken.
He was helpful. Also, did he never get punched? Because as soon as Batman gently slapped his back, his whole mask and hair fell off. So that Robin was not working out very much.
Old chum.
Probably
you
not.
You cannot remove old disguises chum. That quickly.
Is it? You cannot take makeup off that fast. That's funny. Isn't chum like a shrimpy kind of nasty fish thing?
No, chum is like chopped up fish and blood that you throw in
pretty
the water to attract
them. But
that's
not
an old shrimp.
No, it's not a single organism on its own.
No, it's like a mushy, kind of looks like that strawberry drink Jake made a couple episodes ago.
Yeah, kind of.
Yummy.
Chicken.
So, you know, we love cartoons. I think we all watched cartoons growing up here. Ben and I have talked about the animated series quite a bit, which was on at the same time that the Animaniacs was. I remember watching some old He-Man and Transformers with Aaron growing up. I definitely, the Ninja Turtle cartoon had a huge impact on my life. You know, but just, you know, cartoons, comic books, there's a big crossover there.
Yes, there is.
Cute. Thanks for listening. Let us know your favorite cartoons from your childhood. Hopefully you were also a 90s kid or this won't really mean anything to you.
And if you're ever out and about and you see a man and he's got some feathers protruding,
let him live his life.
He may be a chicken.
Don't ruin it for everyone.
Do what you got to do.
If you know any homages that happen with Batman and Gala Gala, please let us know.
Aaron, stop eating. You're going to choke.
We would love to watch them. We'd love to interact with you guys, and you can find us on all the social medias things. Just search Brotherhood of Batman on them and you'll find us.
Clock.
He's not a man, he's a chicken boo.
See you next time.
Bye bye.
Hopes have been his plans, this city's way.